the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
We take so much for granted each day. One of those things is the ability to hear and effectively communicate. According to the American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association, May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. So today, I'm talking with two Missouri State experts. I have Jennifer Kerr, Clinical Assistant Professor in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders, and Lauren Jones, Director of the Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic. They are my guests today on the Missouri State Journal. Kerr gives us a picture of the individuals that are served by the speech-language pathologists and audiologists.
We serve the lifespan from itty-bitty brand-new babies to the oldest old of the population. And that includes everything from articulation and speaking disorders to cognitive disorders, language disorders following a stroke, fluency, stuttering, voice disorders. And we also, of course, serve those who need help with hearing and balance. So it just really runs the gamut. If it's communication and cognition and even swallowing, we're who you'll see.
The Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic at Missouri State, operated year-round, offers a full range of speech and language services as well as audiological services. This free clinic is operated for the benefit of the community, noted Jones, who says that you don't need a physician referral to gain access to their resources. Kerr tells us what you might expect on the first visit if, for example, you suffered a stroke that impeded your ability to communicate.
That first session is usually just getting to know the client, getting to know what their needs are functionally, how can we help them re-enter their life in some meaningful way. So our graduate students run a bunch of assessments, do a thorough interview, and then directly progress into a treatment program, which is designed with collaboration with the supervising faculty. And then, of course, the faculty will oversee the implementation of that treatment program for the full semester. And if it's appropriate, that particular person, that stroke survivor, we have a couple of groups that are available to them to help them get back into socializing and communicating, and they may be eligible to join those as well.
Jones gives another profile of an individual who could benefit from the free services at Missouri State's clinic.
It might be an adult who's losing their hearing, often age-related. But it might also be a child, and we want to rule out that they have a hearing loss because they might be having trouble in academic areas or just at home. So the things that bring people to the clinic to get their hearing tested really varies, but it all begins with a hearing evaluation. After the evaluation, they would be recommended for amplification if necessary, if they could benefit from hearing aids. And then that's a very intimate process where the audiologist will work closely with that individual to find the best hearing aid and to find the best device that's going to help them function in their life.
Due to the incredible depth and breadth of the field and the fact that services can be provided to individuals across the lifespan, there's not always a clear picture of these professions. Kerr and Jones discuss a few of the misconceptions of the field.
Oftentimes we're referred to for speech-language pathology as speech teachers, that all we do is remediate articulation. And it's so much more than that. You know, like I said earlier, it runs the gamut. We do service people with long-term disease. And outside of our clinic, the profession is even broader than that. We have therapists that work in acute care with very intense caseloads, people on trach and vents. There's a very acute patient load that you can have as a speech-language pathologist that often I don't think people realize.
I think another misconception about audiology and speech pathology is perhaps that you need a physician to refer you. These are services that are available. Insurance certainly comes into play in certain settings, but in ours, it can be 100% self-referred. So if you have a question or a concern and you want to find out if further services are warranted, you can always call the clinic and get that question answered.
For families who may have a child that is deaf or hard of hearing, the Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic also offers a preschool. Missouri State's Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic is located inside the professional building on campus at the northeast corner of Cherry and Kimbrough. For more information on the free services offered at the clinic, visit missouristate.edu/csd/clinic. To schedule an appointment, call 417-836-5275. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.